Excited to head out to the West Coast to play Oakland. They're right in the thick of the AFC West. Have talented players and playmakers in all three phases. And excited for the ball game. Let's open it up.
What do you think of your team's response to the change of quarterback?
I think we had a good day of practice. A lot of energy out there today. They were flying around. Kind of great day for it. You know, it's obviously emotional. A lot of reactions out there. I get the reactions. I understand the emotions. I understand the responses. It's been a tough couple days, but we feel we have to put our emotions aside and make the best decision for the New York Football Giants. And I'm at peace with the decision.
Are you surprised how strong some of the reactions have been from
the former players? I'm right in the middle of the preparation for this ball game. I don't get a chance to really see it. I know it's out there, but I'm focused on the preparation.
Can you talk about Eli's response and how professional he's been handling this?
Yeah, Eli's he's a pro. He's a Hall of Famer, tremendous teammate and competitor, and he showed up today doing everything he can do to help the other quarterbacks and the offense and the team get better and have a chance to win on Sunday.
You were in Green Bay, Brett Favre left, and Aaron Rodgers took over. Do you just feel there's really no good way to?
Yeah, again, nobody says we're moving on from anybody. But when you're going through a situation like this, this isn't my first time going through it, like you said. You know, there's going to be emotions involved. There's going to be outrage. And you have to stick to your decision and do what you feel is best for the organization.
How different is Davis Webb's daily preparation now, as you know, he moves up the chain a little bit?
Davis is, you know, he immerses himself in the preparation, studying the opponent, does a lot of film study, does a lot of looking outside of the breakdown for unique clips, especially of players we're playing. So he's into the preparation each and every week, and we'll tailor that more and more as he gets an opportunity down the road to game plan.
Will his reps be affected on the field?
At this point in time, no.
You have any regrets about not having him more prepared when this kind of change ever happened?
Davis does a tremendous job preparing each and every week. He prepares like he's going to play in the game. He goes through the same meetings, the same rituals that the other quarterbacks go through. You know, he's studying the opponent. He goes above and beyond and puts together the Saturday morning study where he goes through and studies film clips outside. The breakdown and does a lot of research that way, so he's prepared.
Why doesn't his role change?
He's the number three quarterback this week.
Why wouldn't that change now, though, if you said you want to get an evaluation?
Eventually, it will change.
Ben, who's running the scout team this
week? Eli ran it and Davis ran it today.
Do you think Gino gives you guys a better chance to win Sunday?
We feel confident that we can put a plan in place to have Gino be successful on Sunday and for our team to have an opportunity to win.
Based on the game that you felt, your game that you felt Gino gave you a better chance to win.
I don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I said that I feel we have a game plan in place where we feel Gino can give us a chance to be successful and win the ball game on Sunday.
In a case like this, do you tweak the game plan based on who the quarterback is, or do you still put more focus on who the opponent is?
Yeah, the game plan is based off of all our players on offense, and the quarterback drives it.
How did Gino look today?
Gino looked sharp today. He's working hard at it. The communication part of things early in the down when the ball snapped, he knows where he wants to go with the ball. He's decisive, and I'm excited to watch him play.
Ben, was there any consideration given to
You know what? Gino's been number two. He won the number two job. We brought him in for a reason to compete for that job, and we want to take a look at him before we go to number three.
Do you plan on sitting down and evaluating other young players?
I'm not going to give that information out. This was a special circumstance, a special situation that we felt like we needed to address right from the get-go.
You get some full practices in this week.
Have any of the players come to you to talk about the change of quarterback?
I've had some private conversation, yes.
Does that concern you that players that doesn't need to come to you about like that?
No. I mean, I have an open door policy. I encourage communication. Anybody or any player that wants to come speak to me about any issue is welcome.
What's your message to them?
Just like I said to you, our message is pretty simple. It's that we have to do what we feel is best for the future of the organization and put us in position this Sunday to win the game. And we have to plan that way.
Ben, not to put the word in your mouth, but you did say yesterday you had to take a motion out of it, if I had it correctly. Mm-hmm. Is this a circumstance where it's almost undeniable to take the motion, to ignore the emotion involved with
maybe on the outside, but that's not my job. My job is to take the emotion out of it, as hard as that may be, and it's a challenge. It's tough. I've been in the room with him for 4 years. He's done a lot for this organization. I respect it, but at the end of the day, my job is to make sure we have a clear evaluation of the players in the room.
Because one of your biggest messages for this team was empathy, right? So. Have empathy for what Eli's going through right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's tough. It's hard. No one expected us to be where we are right now, including me. I'm disappointed that we're here. But with that being said, we got to move forward.
You had some full practices this week, which you did last week, which you said was an issue for Eli Apple being inactive on Thursday. How do you think he's responded so far this week?
I think he responded well. I think he did some good things on special teams today, and that's a great place to start.
Has Eli made any requests to get released?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Ben, you said yesterday that you and ownership and Jerry Reese were all on the same page with this, but John, when you came through the idea, he endorsed this. I mean, he has a very close relationship with Eli, and I know years ago, Wellington objected to Phil Simms getting cut, but he didn't overrule him.
Like I said yesterday, we're all on the same page. A decision like this doesn't get made without everybody being on the same page and being aware of what's going on.
One more.
Ben, you said it's about evaluation. What do you think you want to evaluate? What do you want to see from the that's out there? And how much have you watched from his previous time?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Geno previously. I evaluated him coming out. Obviously, I saw his Jets film. That was part of bringing him in here. He's a talented player with a big arm. He can create. I want to see him run the offense, complete the ball, put points on the board, and give us a chance to win.
If he plays well, can you see him play the rest of the year out?
We're going to take it one week at a time. And at some point in time, like I said, Davis will get his opportunity.
Is it hard, though, for him? I mean, he hasn't had the constant reps with the receivers like Eli has. So how do you kind of expedite that timing and that sense of communication between the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's been out here practicing and getting some reps on Wednesdays and Thursdays in practice. And even on Saturdays, he's been getting some reps with the offense. Eli didn't take every rep. But I'm confident that he'll get up to speed in a hurry.
Is Geno's skill set better fit for your offense than Eli's?
No, offense. The offense is it's a system, and you can plug and you can pull anything in the system to fit each and every player that you have on the roster.